Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. The time is 8 o'clock a.m. Here's your latest briefing on Tropical Storm Ada. 60 mile an hour winds in our latest advisory. The movement north-northeast at 12 miles an hour. The pressure 993 millibars. Let's start off with the satellite here. The center right now over portions of central Cuba. You can see that large area convection right here, the brightest colors of those clouds. That's some of that convection. We're going to be moving off the coast and back into those warm waters. So we do expect some of these winds to, it could even strengthen with time. So we're going to be watching that real close. The other thing to notice is this trailing edge of showers and thunderstorms, this heavy rainfall well away from the center. And even looking at the radar, if we switch over to that, you can see some of this tropical rain already impacting portions of the Bahamas, South Florida as well. These showers producing very heavy rainfall, and it's just going to add up with time. And even on the radar around the Keys here, you can see some of that heavy rain. So as this continues to move, that's going to be one of the issues that we're going to have to be watching, is this is heavy rain over time leading up to some flash flooding and some flooding. Latest forecast that we have is this. Timing wise, we're going to be moving off the coast of Cuba today, and then by 1 a.m. Monday, right off the coast of South Florida, impacting the Keys and well beyond, because these tropical storm force winds extend out about 115 miles away from the center. So if you extend that out, well, a large portion of South Florida could see those tropical storm force winds and also that heavy rainfall. But look what happens with time. 1 a.m. Monday, and you know, the further we are with these points, the faster the movement. So we're moving fairly quickly, but then what happens here as we slow down, as this makes the turn towards the north. So we're going to be dealing with this all week, watching this storm. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the early morning hours of those days. So with time, we'll be watching that. So we have a hurricane watch, tropical storm warnings out for portions of Florida, the Florida Keys, and also looking at the Bahamas with some of these impacts. So let's look at some of those impacts more specifically. One of them is going to be the wind arrival time. So we're going to be coming off the coast, remember, and extends out from the center. So by this evening, you're going to start seeing some of those tropical storm force winds reaching the Keys, reaching portions of the portions of South Florida here with time. And then throughout the night, this is 2 a.m., even tomorrow, we're going to see some of these winds. So things going downhill when it comes to the winds this evening and overnight as well. The other part of this is storm surge. We always talk about some of these values, and we do have some storm surge with this. The flow around Ada, 2 to 4 foot, Golden Beach, around through Miami Beach, back through the Florida Keys, and even up to Bonita Beach. Any one of these areas could see 2 to 4 foot. The problem there, the rainfall, you have the high tides like that, and all of a sudden it's really tough in some areas to drain that water away. 1 to 2 foot going north as well. And if you go even further north, that onshore flow, a little more susceptible to the storm surge from portions of the Georgia coast down to the Flagler-Volusia line, 2 to 3 foot of storm surge there. Rainfall, big rainfall amounts. We're talking about this is what we're going to watch out for. Going to be some flooding. Got to prepare for this. 6 to 10 inches in many areas around South Florida. Some areas could get up to 15 inches of rain. So this is the latest information we have from right here at the National Hurricane Center on Tropical Storm Ada.